Blog Talk Radio.
To God, shake yourself loose. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his name. We bless and praise God on this morning. Amen. This Sunday morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Glory to God for waking us up this morning in our right mind with the activity of our limbs. Amen. Praise God. Something to give God the praises for. Hallelujah. We are on the air this morning. Amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You are on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God, hallelujah, for you, you, and you, and for allowing me, praise God, to come into your home wherever you may be at. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Glory to God. He's still yet on the throne. Amen. He's still doing signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. Praise God. He still woke us up this morning. That's something to give God the praises for. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, that we done shook ourselves loose this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Yes, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. I feel you, Lord Jesus, this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Have your way this morning, oh, God. Touch where it needs to be touched, God. Lift us up where we need to be lifted up, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Strengthen us where we need to be strengthened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit. I ask you, Father God, yes, God, to have your way this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need your presence. Yes, Holy Spirit. Our glory to God. Teach us to practice your presence, Lord Jesus. I go wherever they're at right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Touch. From the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God. Break yokes on Ashatura Basia. Yes, Holy Spirit. Break yokes on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we come together this morning, Lord Jesus, we ask the Lord that the Holy Spirit will speak to us this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Move Carolyn out the way, oh God, and allow the Holy Spirit to rise up this morning, Lord God, like never before, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, stir up every gift, God. Yes, stir up every gift, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Speak, Holy Spirit, speak. Glory to God, glory to God. The people need to hear from you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So we say thank you, Father God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, send a healing. Oh, yes, God. Send a healing through the airways, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Right there where they're at, spiritually. Physically, financially, go, Rabbi, Sekuna Masia, mentally, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, Yekura Basanda, matrimonially, Father God, send a healing to the houses, God, that's listening under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God, today. Have your way on this very day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit, we're going to go to us past the scripture, every, oh, glory to God, that we all know, praise God, but today, we're coming from Mark, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to just expound on verses 35 to 41 today, praise God. And we probably had something like this on last year, but this morning, amen, praise God. I had a sermon already ready, and the Lord just switched it up, praise God, and given me this. And he was talking about transitioning, amen, praise God. Jesus wanted to take his disciples through a transition. Hallelujah. The same way that he wants us to transition from one place to another. The Holy Spirit wants us to make transitions, people of God. The other side represents a God-given destiny, praise God, hallelujah, the plans and the purpose of God for our lives, amen, praise God. And when I begin to look at the word transition, I could have got a little more into it, praise God, but the transition, the process or a period of changing, come on, from one state or condition to another. What are you saying? Because we can go from one place to another. We can grow from one place to a higher dimension. Glory to God. Glory to God. To a worse state, to a better state. Amen. Praise God. Because God wants us to be able, amen, to transition as though Holy Spirit leads us. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Now, let's talk about the word of God on today. The Bible says, good my God, I give you glory. In Mark 4, praise God, 35, it says, on the same day when Jesus had come, he said to them, let us cross over, come on, to the other side. Meaning that they're getting ready to transition from one place to another. Are y'all with me this morning? Glory. I feel the fire of God this morning. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other boats were also with him. The Bible says in verse number 37, and a great windstorm arose. Come on. And the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. Oh, my God, I say thank you. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Come on, people of God. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Come on. Now, they with Jesus. Come on. How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, who can this be? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. Notice in verse 35, Jesus says, let us cross over to the other side. Here are several definitions for transition. Amen, praise God, the passage from one stage, a subject, or place to another, meaning that a change, a movement, a development, come on, evaluation from one form, a stage, or a style to another. Just like music, amen, passage, amen, leading from one section of a piece to another. Jesus wanted to take his disciple through a transition, people of God. The Holy Spirit wants us to make the transition. Anybody with me this morning, amen, are you ready to go from one dimension to another dimension to another dimension, or faith to faith to faith, amen, praise God. The other side represents our God-given destiny, the plans and purpose of God for our lives. Jesus gives the pattern of transitioning into our God-given destiny. Praise God. It involves steps that we have to make. Oh, come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes, amen, we have to be careful with the people that we follow. You know, I was looking at something, amen, praise God, and it's a good thing, amen, praise God, to be elevated to another place in God. But there's one thing to jump ahead of the process. Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. See, in God, there are steps that we have to take. If we skip processes in life, amen, praise God, want to get through things quickly, amen, want to get through the storm quickly, come on, somebody, want to elevate quickly, amen, praise God, it will cause us to have a setback. Oh, my son, Dorabosia. So we have to make sure that we are being led by the Holy Spirit, people of God, that God is leading us, amen, following the right leader. Oh, Gabosia, the blind cannot lead the blind. Come on, somebody, say so. Go, my see, yes, Holy Spirit. The blind cannot lead the blind. The Bible said, Jesus said in verse 35, let us cross over. He was simply, oh, come on, implying that his disciples must follow him to transition to the next place. Jesus always led his disciples. Always followed. The pattern hasn't changed. We must follow the right leader. Come on, somebody. You can't follow everybody. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible said that we, you know, when you follow somebody, that glory to God, the one you follow, praise God, will fall. You'll fall into a ditch. Amen. But when you're following Jesus, amen, you're on the right path. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're following the Holy Spirit, you are on the right path. My God, I give you glory. Jesus is the only one who knows where you are going and how you're going to get there. Can I say it again, people of God? Jesus is the only one who knows where you are going and how you're going to get there. Isn't that something to shout about? Praise God. Isn't that something to give him glory about? Praise God, because he knows, amen, praise God, your next step. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. He knows, praise God, your next level, praise God. But how many know, praise God, that glory to God, most time when we are going to transition, there's always a storm that's coming. My God, I give you glory. Jesus says, amen, that they, Jesus' disciples, left the multitude. Jesus, he left the multitude. You have to leave the multitude behind. Some things you got to leave behind, people of God. Glory to God. They left the safety of the crowd because they wanted to be a part of something larger. When you're with Jesus, glory to God, that means that you want to be a part of something that's greater than where you're at right now. The choices you make on a daily basis will determine your transition later. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God. When we decide to follow Jesus, amen, praise God, that means that, glory to God, hallelujah, you're going to get what God has for you. My God, I say thank you. You're going to reach the destiny that God has for you. My God, I say thank you. The elevation that God has for you, you will get, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's going to take you step by step with the Lord Jesus Christ. And how do we do that? By asking him, praise God, lead me and guide me. You know how we say, Lord, where you lead me, glory to God. Where you guide me, glory to God. I will go, Lord, my mind, stay quiet about Sunday. Remember Philip leaving the multitude to lead the Ethiopian unto the Lord. Sometimes we have to leave the crowd behind. Everybody wants the crowd. Everybody, glory to God, sometimes, amen, wants to be amongst a lot of people. But sometimes God will place you by yourself, amen, glory to God, that you may reach your destiny and glory to God and get what God has for you. Because in the midst of transition, people of God, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Lord, my sacred abasanda. In the midst of transition, amen, praise God, you cannot see the whole picture. But glory to God, glory to God. Just like the disciples, Jesus had to tell them, come on, let's go from the cloud. Amen, praise God. See, I have something for this particular group of people. Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But before the blessing begin to come, praise God. They was in the midst of a storm. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Listen, listen, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We have the right, we have to have the right mentality when the Lord God is moving. We might not understand the blueprint, but the blueprint is already done. My God, I say thank you. Each and every one of our lives, amen, has a blueprint, and no blueprint is the same as the other. Glory to God. When you was born, praise God, you was born by yourself. I say quarter by Sunday. Even spouses, even the ones that walk with you, praise God. Hallelujah. We have a different blueprint that Jesus has already written out. My God, I say thank you. But once you become, glory to God, one with the Lord, amen, praise God. My God, I say thank you. You will see the blueprint being, glory to God, follow through, amen. It's just like building a house, people of God. My God, I say thank you. First, you got to go deep down in the ground. If you want a basement, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, it has to be dug up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So you have to dig deep on the inside, glory to God, to get the foundation laid, that overhood of Isaiah, and it has to be laid out properly, hallelujah. And this is the way Jesus wants to build upon our lives. He wants to dig some things out. My God, I say thank you. It's like digging in dirt, glory to God, glory to God. And you got the bulldozer, glory to God, going in and going out all the dirt, praise God, hallelujah. And then you get the next person, amen, to come in with the hard hat on, glory to God, glory to God. And you see all the things around, praise God. Have you ever seen a house being built, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Here comes the cement truck, praise God, hallelujah. Making sure, glory to God, everything is laid out properly. My God, I say thank you. And before anything can be built on that very foundation, it has to be fully dried. I say, quote up, I signed all the rocks, everything has to be smoothed out. And that's what God is doing with our lives. He's smoothing things out. He's taking things out. He's putting things in, praise God, hallelujah. And then they begin to erect a quarter the house, praise God. And this is what the Lord is doing for us in this hour. He's erecting our home, mama say quarter. We are the house. We are the church, people of God. And God wants to do something in our lives. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The sea, look at the sea of Galilee. It had to be around 600 feet below sea level, amen, and surrounded by hills and winds blowing across, amen, the land intensively close to the sea, often causing violent and unexpected storms. We do have unexpected storms, people of God. The disciples were seasoned fishermen who had spent their lives fishing on this huge lake. But during this squall, they panicked. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. They panicked, amen, praise God. Some storms come, amen, in our lives that cause us to panic, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I don't know about you, praise God, yet quote about Sunday, but some things come out of glory to God. This comes out of nowhere, praise God, and cause us to go into panic mode. But I decree and declare today that you will not go into panic mode, because anytime that something comes up, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Come on, I want you to get into the wind where the storm is, God. It's going to take practice to get into the wind, glory to God, where the storm is at. My God, I say thank you. Somebody say it always won't be like this, because there's a season of peace and serenity. Problems occur in every area of life. Disciples needed rest, but they encountered a terrible storm. The Christian life may have more stormy weather than calm seas. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Because when you follow Christ, as Christ followers, glory to God, I just want to put this out there. Be prepared for storms. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that will surely come in our lives. Know that, praise God, we're not the only ones, amen, praise God, that have storms. Everyone has storms in life. It could be a financial matter. It could be a health matter. It could be a children matter. Come on, somebody. It could be a lot of things. But I want you to lean in the storm. Take the transition, people of God. Do not surrender to the stress, but remain resilient and recover from the setback. With faith in Christ, you can pray, trust, and move ahead. When approaches, lean into the wind and trust your God. Hallelujah. The disciples lived with Jesus, but they underestimated him. Don't estimate the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't estimate the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you. They did not see that this his power applied to their very own situation. Jesus had been with his people for over 20 centuries, people of God, and yet we, like the disciples, underestimate sometimes his power to handle crisis in our lives. The disciples did not yet know enough about Jesus. We cannot make the same excuse today. We know enough, amen, praise God, knowing that we serve an extraordinary God. We serve a Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that can calm the storm. Glory to God, that get in, amen, to our situation. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Here we find, praise God, the multitude is more concerned of conformity than commitment. My God, crowds are good in the right environment. Hallelujah. It says, in verse number 36, it says, that the disciples and Jesus got in the boat. You have to be willing to get on the boat, first of all. A boat is a vessel that enables you to do something you could not do in your own ability. Have we learned that yet, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. There are some things, amen, in life that we don't know what to do, how to do, when our back is up against the wall, praise God, hallelujah. And it's not in your own ability. You can't fix the situation. You know, Jesus always does this in our lives, amen. If you look at anything, even on TV, they even call out the name of Jesus, because every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every knee going to bow, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We all got to call on the name of Jesus. When that problem occurs, call on the name of Jesus. When you feel an ache in your body, call on the name of Jesus. When no food is in the house, call on the name of Jesus. Glory to God. When that little hood of our thunder piles up, call on the name of Jesus. He will lead you out, praise God. Somebody say, I'm in transition right now. I'm in transition. He's getting ready to take me to another place in life. Amen. Praise God. He's taking me from one place to another. There's a movement going on. My God, I say thank you. The disciple had a physical boat, but our boat is the local church. The church is the vessel God has constructed to help us reach our God-given destiny. It's the vehicle that provides protection and direction and encouragement and accountability. Because sometimes, amen, praise God, everybody needs to have some kind of accountability in life. Amen, praise God. It's a prideful person that don't want nobody to tell them anything. Amen, praise God. We all need somebody sometime. My God, I say thank you. The Bible says in Matthew 16, Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. We are the church, people of God, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Go to a church that has Jesus right in the middle of fellowship. We are online right now, glory to God. We are on the radio right now, praise God. We are in church right now. My God, I say thank you. In the midst of fellowship, teaching and preaching and worship and giving, amen. Watch your confessions. The Bible says that Jesus and his disciples were in a storm, and Jesus' disciples cried out that they were going to die. Come on, people of God. We got to watch what we say out of our mouth. In the midst of us, amen, you speak peace to the storm. You speak what God says to the storm. You ain't going to say, glory to God, we going under. No, we ain't going under. We going above this storm. We going to lean into this storm. We must be careful about what we declare, especially during the storms of life. My God, I say thank you. Words have power, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Your words, glory to God. Your worship can lead you out of a mist, of a place. Amen. Praise God. That you don't want to be in. Have you ever praised God, glory to God, or speak the word of God and watch the word of God come to pass in your life? My God, I say thank you. We must remember to say what God says about every situation. Stand on God's word and his promises. Glory to God, glory to God. God promises are yes and amen. Come on, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just like in 2 Corinthians 1:19 and 20, the Bible says, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. To the glory of God through us. Come on, somebody. My God. Learn to handle the storm. I know sometimes, praise God, how about say, what about Sunday? You say, Lord, I ain't never been in nothing like this before. Learn to handle the storm. A lot of people can't handle situations. They even lash out on somebody else because they are in the midst of something. But the best thing that you can do is, even when you're with somebody, not to lash at them, praise God. Say, you know, how can we come together and speak to the storm? Come on, Holy Ghost. See, the Bible says, glory to God, Ecclesiastes, two is better than one. My God, I say thank you. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, they had to call upon Daniel to come together in order to handle what they was going through. My God, I say thank you. I tried to remember that thing, amen, God spoke to me to hang on to faith until I hear something different from him. We got to hold on, people of God. Hold on to your faith. Don't you let faith go nowhere, praise God. If you got to keep on pulling on the word of the Lord, don't let faith die in your life, praise God. Hallelujah. Because some things take a long time to take place in your life. Don't mean that it's not going to happen. A delay, glory to God, is not a denial all the time. It's just wait on me, glory to God, and I will lead you to the next level in life. Sometimes the next level, amen, causes us, amen, to have more faith. And when we get there, we appreciate what God has given us, because now we know that it was God and not us ourselves. My God, I say thank you. Jesus was asleep on a pillow. When Jesus got up, he rebuked the wind and spoke to the seas. And the wind represents the unseen forces, and the waves represent the seen forces. Amen. Sometimes just the wind, the unseen, is enough to get us off course. I want to talk to us today, praise God, that we will not get off road. My God, I say thank you. We will not get off course. We will not make quick decisions, but we will wait upon the Lord. Amen. amen, praise God. Allow your faith to grow. Remain, Romans 10 and 17, so then faith, what comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus cried out, why are you so fearful? In the storm, why are you so fearful? In the midst of what you're going through, why are you so fearful? See, we got to talk to ourselves in this hour, praise God, because yes, fear do come, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and that is the work of the enemy. Oh, my God, they tell you, your health is going to get more poor. That is the enemy speaking, because God don't speak like that. My God, I say thank you. We're going to go under. Glory to God. God don't speak like that, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because God says, I wish that all should prosper and be in good health. That means that I'm going to speak the word of the Lord over my life. I'm going to watch it come to pass in my life. I'm going to keep on, praise God, no matter what I see, no matter what I hear, no matter what I smell, whatever. Oh, my God, I'm going to keep faith. Glory to God. How is it that you have no faith, he says, if you will get to know Jesus during the quiet times, oh, my God, I say thank you, of your life. You will know him during the storms. And I'm talking to somebody, praise God, in the quiet times of your life, when everything is going good and you got everything going right, praise God, hallelujah, get to know who he is in your life. That's when something comes up in your life, praise God, you will know Jesus. My God, I say thank you. I feel the power of God this morning, y'all, praise God. When you talk about the name of Jesus, my God, I say thank you. He just puts something on the inside of you. When you start speaking his name, something rises up on the inside. And see, that's where he wants us to be, praise God. He wants us to call on the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When we get to know him in the quiet time, when everything is going right, we know him when a storm arises. We don't have to call down heaven, glory to God, because, see, he already know you in the quiet time. He already know you're going to already reach out to him because you did it in the quiet time. See, there's a way, glory to God, that we have to do things in the Lord. My God, I say thank you. Get to know him when everything is going right. Let's get a new revelation of who Jesus is and where he wants to take us. My God, I say thank you. The Bible says, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, who can this be? Who can this be in our lives that can do such a miracle? Ah, my God. Yesterday was crazy, but today, my God, something happened. Jesus moved, and I didn't even say it. Praise God. He moved in a sudden way. Praise God. That's the kind of God that we serve. Who can this be? That even the wind, my God, I say thank you, and the sea obey him. People have the tendency to dislike change. They dislike anyone or anything that ruffles their feathers or disrupt their plans, people of God. They require God to move according to their agenda, not his. My God, I say thank you. As a result, they mimic God. People of God, take them out the box. Take them out the box. God don't belong in a box. See, we limit him by what he can do, what he can prosper us, how he can get us to where he wants us to be. All we have to do, let him lead and guide us to all the places that he wants to do in our life. Let me go to a song, people. God, I'm coming right back. I'm coming right back. I'm coming right back. I love you, Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
to sing the goodness of the Lord. His goodness is running after me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God, yes, for that storm this morning. Amen. How many know, praise God, it's time to clean up. Come on, somebody, what we messed up, people of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a song that says it's time to clean up what we messed up. My God, I say thank you. Here, the Bible says in Zechariah 3, see, there in the process, amen, there is some things that we must do. Zechariah 3 and verses 3 to 5, it says, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. Come on, somebody. And was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. See, that's what Jesus does for us. He takes away the filthy garments from us, people of God. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him. Come on, my God, I say thank you. And the angel of the Lord stood by. See, sin must be dealt with. Come on. We will not be able to enter into that place that God has for us unless we submit to his dealings, come on, and allow him to transform us from the inside out. That's where the digging come from, people of God. God is requiring major changes and a higher level of obedience from our lives. See, church is currently right now at a U-turn. We can make the turn follow with the Holy Spirit, or we can resist him completely and be content to do our own thing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. If we choose the latter, we will miss our days of visitation. We don't know when the angels come and praise God, hallelujah, to bless us. We want to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing at the right time. My God, I say thank you. We must be willing to lay down the old and walk into the new things of God. We should not try to put on new clothes over old clothes. See, some people were not willing to take off the old things, amen. They insisted on taking the old wisdom into the new move of God. You can't take the old mentality into new things, amen, praise God. We can't do old things, glory to God, in the new place, amen. Just like, praise God, Hamasek, what up, Asanda? Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you. It's just like, praise God, hallelujah. When we lived in the project, amen, praise God. They live a certain kind of way, praise God, hallelujah. But see, sometimes, praise God, when God puts you in the new place, you can't take the old mentality into the new place, the elevated place, amen. When you was there, praise God, they threw everything on the ground, praise God, hallelujah. They didn't care about anything because they had a project mentality. Praise God, there's nothing wrong with living in the project. It's how we keep our things. Amen. Praise God. So therefore, praise God, if you have that mentality of the, you know, the old things, amen, and try to bring it into the new place, amen, praise God, that won't work. It won't fit, amen, praise God, because where they're taking you and where the Holy Spirit wants you to go, it's all cleaned up. It's all nice. It's all beautiful, amen, praise God. Nobody throws the trash on the ground, praise God. When the trash is on the ground, they pick it up, praise God, hallelujah. So the mentality has to change. Are we getting what God is saying to us, amen? Don't take the old into the new, because the new, praise God, glory to God, is based on what God is doing, that blueprint in your life, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. That means that he might take you from one little space, amen, to a bigger space, to no debt, praise God. He take you from having a low credit score to a higher credit score, amen, praise God. He take you from having a little car that you got to putt-putt, amen, amen, praise God, to something that you do automatically. Come on, Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? Praise God. Hallelujah. So don't take the old mentality, amen, into the new, because there is new that's getting ready to happen. You're getting ready to transition to something new. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. The Lord will say, this will not work. We cannot put new wine into old wineskins. We cannot wear the old with the new. Amen. Praise God. It's time for us. Come on. I say us. That means me too. It's time for us to change our filthy garments and put on the clean white garments so we can enter into the manifested presence of the Lord, that God can do what he wants us to do. What am I saying? Let's go to the prophetic in the area where God is saying, lay aside the old, says the Lord, for the new is coming. Take off the old shoes representing the old ways. Throw away and put away, glory to God, and put on the new shoes. Amen. Praise God. That means that all the worn out things, all the things, see, God has new things representing what I am about to do. The old shoes are too small for what I am about to do, says the Lord. We must think bigger in terms of what I am wanting to do for you. The Lord wants to do something great for you, in you and through you. You have limited me. Come on. Don't limit God because you are thinking too small. Think a little bigger, people of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Think bigger in the Lord. I am a big God, and I'm getting ready to do some big things for my people, saith the Lord. In my people and through my people. My God, I say thank you, says the Lord. I have spoken to many of my people, and I have told them to strap themselves. And are you ready? Are you buckled up, people of God? Because I am getting ready to move in a way that they have never seen me move. I am accelerating my purpose and my plan, picking up the pace. Come on, ready? Let's get ready, people of God. God is picking up the pace. Time is winding down. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Those who remain complacent will miss what I'm about to do, says the Lord. I have given the wake-up call. Many have heard the call and have chosen to move with me. My God, I say thank you. While others have heard the call but refuse to wake up. Church, wake up. Judgment will come to the house of the Lord. I shall do deep work in my people, in those who will allow me to do it, and they shall be filled with my power and my glory. Greater things are coming, says the Lord. So what did God say? So you get ready, people of God. Greater things are coming. Somebody say, my God, I say thank you. I'm in transition. God is moving me from one place to another. Come on with me, people of God. God is moving me from one place to another. Come on, talk to yourself today. God is moving me to another place, to another. Come on, Holy Ghost. Time to break out and move forward. You need to break out first, people of God. What are we going to break out of? Break out of self-imposed limitations. Break out of your own inferiorities. Break out of imprisoning of your past. Break out of all the garbage and the garbage of yesterday. Break out of depression and self-defeating mentality that has held you back. There's a big one. Break out of a people appraisal and opinion of you. See yourself the way God sees you. My God, I say thank you. And do the things that others would never believe you could do, because God believes in you more than you do believe in yourself. My God, I say thank you. So people of God, let us cross over to the other side. Allow God, oh, my soul taught about fear. Allow God to transition you to one place to another. God is good, people of God. We thank God for his word today, people of God. Hallelujah, 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 because God is getting ready to break us out of limitations. Oh, my, say, what about Santa? See your big God doing big things in your life. Praise God. How did I hold about fear? The promises of God is yes and amen, people of God. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you until the end of the world. He wants you to go places. He wants the best for you. He wants the glory of abundant life. My God, I say thank you. There's glory in the next level of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because God promised some great things in our lives. And we thank God on today for the great things that he's doing. We thank God for the promises. Amen. Praise God. Raise your hands to the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus, for the promises of God, because you're transitioning me. You got my blueprint. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's just like putting a piece of puzzle together. You put one piece in, praise God. Hallelujah. You know how we do. We look at the thing. We try to fit it in the place, amen, that don't belong. But Jesus knows what he's doing. He is God. I say thank you. Just like somebody taking a puzzle and throwing it all over the floor. But Jesus knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly your address. He knows your mental. He knows your health. He knows your finance. He knows those children. He knows your husband. He knows your wife. My God, I say thank you. But remember what the Lord says. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To glory to God, to the Father. Hallelujah. How do I know? Because the word says so. Speak to the Speak to the storm. Amen. Praise God. Speak over the words of God. Get the words of God over your health. Get the words of God over your children. Get the words of God over that mountain of death. Get the words of God when you feel like ain't nothing going right in your life. Get the word of God. The word is filled with promises of God, and it shall accomplish what it sent out to do. Not one of God's words fall to the ground. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, I thank you, because Pastor Burgess, Willa Mae Burgess, I keep hearing the Lord said your ladder shall be greater. Give God the glory. You're in transition, woman of God. You're getting where God wants you to go. You are already blessed. Nobody has to tell you you're blessed. Amen. Pastor, God, glory to God. Tiny Burgess, give God the glory, because greater, greater, greater is coming to your life, says the Lord thy God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greater coming to your life. Get ready for what God is getting ready to do. Buckle up, just like you buckle up when you get in that beautiful car. Buckle up and get ready and watch God work in your life, because he said it and he shall bring it to pass. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory on this day. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Hallelujah. Because greater is coming. Just like he told me, rename that ministry. Rename that ministry. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. It is a glory of what God is getting ready to do. And guess what, people? There is a revival coming. But it starts with us. So we thank God, because our old mentality is going away. Behold, all things become new in the name of Jesus. So we bless God today for what he's doing today. Hallelujah. I thank God today, y'all. For the glory of the Lord. I knew that he was on this line this morning. My God, he's on this line all the time, but something different about today, because you're getting ready to cross over, and he has your blueprint already written out. And whoever's on this line today, praise God. Hallelujah. I might not know your name, but he has your blueprint. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He has your blueprint. And I hear the Spirit of the living God. Whoever's on this line, I don't know you, praise God, but God knows you, praise God. I hear the Spirit of God say there's a touch to your body. My God, high blood pressure, come down now in the name of Jesus. Every pill, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God is able to get rid of those pills. My God, I say thank you. I don't know you, but the Lord knows you. The Holy Spirit knows you. Glory to God. I speak healing over that body. I speak healing over those limbs. I speak healing over that mind right now in the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you. People of God, we thank God for today. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God for today. Hallelujah, the Sunday morning service. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you'd like to be a blessing, amen, because this ministry, amen, is starting afresh and new. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to tithe, want to sow a seed in it, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord thanks you. I'm not going to say me. The Lord will thank you. Amen. Praise God. So hallelujah. If you don't know how to do it and you want to get in touch with me, amen, you can call me 302-883-9799. I'll say it one more time. 302-883-9799 for your Sunday offering or your giving or however you want to do it. If you need prayer, amen, you can still call me. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can still call. But let me pray, amen, glory to God, and see what the Lord is going to do. I just sense a healing over this line today. Holy Spirit, I thank you that God is bringing things in order in the lives of his people. There is a movement that's taking place. I sense it in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Praise God. Get ready for what God is getting ready to do in the lives of his people. Amen. So let me pray. Father, I thank you. I praise you, God. I glorify you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, I give you glory this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you continue, God, to touch each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father God. Bless them in abundance, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless their families, Father God, and everyone that's connected to them, Father God. And rebuke the devil for their sake, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every mountain of debt, Father God, I ask you, Father God, God, do something supernatural, Father God, that all debts, God, we would not be imprisoned to nothing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do. We thank you for blessing your people, God. Under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them where they need to be touched. Heal them where they need to be healed. Glory to God. Lift them where they need. Yeah, show them where they need to be lifted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oppression right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak the joy of the Lord will be their portion on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Happy Sunday, people of God. Tomorrow, Pastor Keeping It Real will be on. Amen. Praise God. Rise and grind for Jesus. That is his word. Rise and grind for Jesus. Amen. Pastor Keeping It Real, McNeil, will be on at 6 p.m. And also, he's taking Pastor Ilona Waters' place on Thursday at 6 p.m. So keep him in prayer as he go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know that his birthday is on Thursday. Our anniversary is on Thursday. I feel blessed, y'all. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Love you with the love of the Lord. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Amen. I do have a song. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That I want to put on. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Of the earth, what will you do? What will you do for the love of the King? Peter of the earth, what will you do? What will you do for the blood of the King? Tells of the earth, what will you do? What will you do for the love of the King? Fills of the earth, what will you do? What will you do for the life of the King? I hear them say, I hear them bless the Lord. And I hear them say, I hear them bless
and hail the King, is the King of glory.
Bless the Lord. Oh, hail the King. Amen. Praise God. We thank praise God for that song. Amen. May the Lord bless it and take it places that their feet have never touched. God bless you, Solomon. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you and all that's a part of this song. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.